Business and your money on the Standard. About 1 million Texans get health insurance through the exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. You may know it as Obamacare. Indeed, Texans account for 1/10 of all Americans insured through the exchanges, a total of 10 million new customers, and $84 billion in additional revenue for insurers. Win-win? Not exactly. Dallas Morning News business columnist Mitchell Schnurman writes that the losses for insurers are enormous, and even bigger in Texas, as everything is, I suppose. Mitchell, welcome to The Standard.
Good to be here, David.
The idea was that you get people buying insurance, the insurers make their billions, everyone's happy. The numbers are in for the first full year. What do they tell you?
The losses are rampant. About 2/3 of the companies that are offering plans on the exchanges are losing money. If you look at it industry-wide, McKinsey estimates that they lost about $2.5 billion. And I think the best example of it is probably Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. They are the state's largest insurer, and they were very aggressive about expanding into every county in Texas, mm-hmm. and were quite proud of it. They've now said that they lost nearly $400 million
nearly
on their exchange business in their first year.
$400 million, almost half a billion dollars. What happened?
Well, in short, they didn't charge nearly as much as they needed to for premiums. So they brought in about $2.1 billion in premiums, but they paid out close over $2.5 billion in claims. Now, that's just the most simplistic level, but let's look at that a little more closely, really happened. First of all, you have Texas leads the nation in the uninsured rate and has for many years. Mm-hmm. So you had quite a few people just on the edges waiting for a chance to get health care. Once they got coverage and an insurance card, they moved in en masse. They needed all kinds of stuff. And this could be as simple as the first time you go to a doctor and have a checkup and have tests for cholesterol and things like that. But it went much deeper than that. I actually was told and reported that they had a rush on organ transplants. They also had a big increase in knee replacements. So you had people on the sidelines who needed critical care.
I see.
And once they got into the system, they really accessed that care.
But I also wonder whether there's something about, conditions in Texas, maybe the way Texans take care of themselves, that might also be part of this equation.
Well, probably so. Whenever you talk to any of the providers, they immediately mention the high obesity rates. That leads to other chronic conditions like diabetes. And in Texas, they didn't say this specifically, but Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina has just noted that it had a 32% increase in the first half of 2015 in diabetes care alone. That's probably a good indicator of what happened here. Now, I should mention this. One reason we don't have as much detail in Texas as you do in other states, we have a really light regulatory hand. Mm-hmm. So when we apply for a 20 or 30% increase in premiums, Texas regulators do not require much justification. Other states require you to go into detail about what caused those losses,
right,
which is why I have a little more insight.
Well, let's back up, though. You mentioned the $400 million that Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas alone lost. Surely this is going to mean we're going to see increases in rates in the coming year or
right,
years.
Right, yep. We already have it. So the first thing Blue Cross Blue Shield has done is they dropped their PPO plan. The PPOs have a broader network. You can go to more doctors and hospitals. You can even have some out-of-network benefits. And they've replaced them with an HMO that has a much more restrictive network. And almost all of them don't cover any out-of-network care. Now, it's not just them. So then if you look at Scott and White Health Plan, for instance, mm-hmm. in North Texas, it raised its rates 32 to 34%.
Wow.
And they've also cut out a lot of what are normally thought of as expensive and elite health providers. UT Southwestern Medical Center, which is a leader in North Texas, uh-huh. it's not currently included in any exchange plans. It's not in network. MD Anderson down in Houston, I think, was excluded from nearly all, but may have just gotten added to one recently. So this is one of the strategies. It's to increase the rates and to reduce your providers.
Yeah, you know, we're out of time, but I have to ask this. It was called the Affordable Care Act, right? I mean, if we're seeing these increases, what does this do to the very idea of healthcare affordability in this country?
You're right on it, because what happens is the people who are sick and know they need a lot of care are going to pay no matter what the price is. But then people who are healthy, especially young people, it's hard to get them into the system. And to have a well-functioning insurance marketplace, you need healthy people as well as sick people.
So this does sound like it could be a death spiral unless there's some sort of intervention.
The death spiral is a good point, because people have brought that up a lot. And when I asked providers about it, they were saying it's a little too early to say that. So we'll see whether the market can stabilize.
Mitchell Schnurman is a business columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Mitchell, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, David.